Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We got to get down to the nitty-gritty. It's draft eve. Lions pick tomorrow night, we think. Dream scenario, nightmare scenario. We welcome those phone calls. We're going to give out ours. 248-539-9797. But the roast of Gov has a few parting shots. John has an offer that he wants to pass along. But first, Chuck in Grand Blanc, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I've been driving gravel train for 40 years. So if you can't back up a trailer, you don't deserve a man card.
Yep.
You know, John, you can testify to this. The best entertainment you can have is to take 12 pops in a lawn chair and go to a public launch and watch people back up their boat.
Oh, my goodness.
Best entertainment you could have. It's hilarious to watch people back a boat into a trailer.
Oh, the conversation. So, first of all, backing the trailer up, that's entertainment. But then watching somebody try and tell their wife what to do or tell their kids what to do as they're backing it up is it's great entertainment. You could take the lawn chair, a couple of pops, sit there all day, and it's better. That's the great reality TV that nobody knows about, is boat launches.
I do that all day instead of like going to the Dream Cruise. I can see the entertainment in that.
Oh, it's tremendous. And then watch people storm off and people yell at their spouse. I mean, it's unbelievable. My offer to you is, what day is this?
Saturday.
Saturday. All right. Ruby, my daughter, is not doing anything on Saturday. I'm occupied because Grand Slam Ellie has a softball tournament, but Ruby would be more than happy to come down there, hop behind the wheel, and if it needs to be backed up, no problem.
So we're talking a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Could help me.
She would be able
to pull the trailer.
She'd step in there and do it with no questions asked.
If for some reason our head coach has to back out,
give me a call.
All right. And she's been down in the area, right? He came down and spoke to the team a few years.
Oh, yeah.
The football team.
Yeah, yeah. And I think actually Ruby came with me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Tom, you don't have to feel bad. If you don't know what to do or how to do something, don't be peer pressured into doing it. I would think that would be less manly to
just
feel like
that,
other
no,
people are going to
no,
bully you into doing something you're
just,
not comfortable
in fact,
doing.
I'll make it even easier. You can cut me out of the equation. I'll give you Ruby's cell phone. You can call the 17-year-old girl and ask her to do something that you can't.
Thank you, John.
If you don't know how to do something, you don't have to prove it to other people. I think less of you if you feel like you have to prove it to other people.
Now, is Costa allowed to call Ruby if he ever needs a trailer pulled?
No, as long as it's not pulling, loading up the catio. She has her limits as well.
Fair enough.
She has her limits.
Oh.
And on that note, hard pivot to the draft. All right, John, we're going to take ticket texts. We're going to take phone calls, but we're going to kind of set the tone here. The dream scenario for the Lions is the nightmare scenario for the Lions is.
Oh, my dream scenario is trade up, go get Terrion Arnold. I think he is a difference maker. I mentioned Kool-Aid McKinstry at 29 in your mock, and he's been mocked to the Lions quite a bit because most people think he's there. Most people think he's a quality player, and it's a need as well as it might actually fit two things that Brad Holmes is going to want, and that is best player available as well as need. And when those two things marry up, now if you want to ensure that they marry up, you go ahead and trade up to wherever you feel you need to. And most people have Terrion Arnold. And it's going to be interesting to see where he goes, Quinion Mitchell, and who is the first one off the board. I think they're very similar players, have similar qualities, and I think the ceiling is very similar for both guys. But because of the offensive linemen, because of the quarterbacks, because of the receivers, and we haven't even talked about defensive edge rushers, these guys could be pushed back a little bit and be more attainable to the Detroit Lions. Now, the nightmare scenario, and it's really hard to come up with a nightmare scenario at 29 because I just trust Brad Holmes. And if it's somebody that I didn't see coming or a position I didn't see or I don't think it's a great need, like I even go back to last year, running back at 12. Off the ball linebacker at what, 17, 18, tight end. Like he's breaking the mold of what it means to draft players and what it means for an individual franchise. Now, those players may not have been a good pick for 31 other teams, but they worked for the Detroit Lions. The nightmare scenario to me is trading back into the second round, but finding that trade partner. If I trade back into the second round, I'm fine with that. But I don't want to go to anything, any pick that starts with a 4 or later. I don't want to be picking in the 40s. I want to be picking at the beginning of the second round. I don't want to be waiting till halfway through the second round to take our first pick in the draft. That, to me, is a nightmare.
The dream for you is a trade up for Terrion Arnold, the corner out of Alabama. The nightmare is a trade back into a pick 40 or later, and you don't get a premier player in this year's draft or a perceived premier player in this year's draft. I imagine you'd sleep tight if they got Kool-Aid McKinstry at 29. That's kind of the middle ground, right?
Yeah, that's the safe pick. Now, nobody knows if he's going to be a great player, if he's going to be a lockdown on an island corner, but you're picking at 29. You're not picking at 3. And so the risk is a lot less.
My dream scenario, Jackson Powers Johnson, if they stay at 29. Mm-hmm. Because I think 320 pounds, salty disposition. There have been some Ragnow comps as an anchor who can play center or guard. The difference is Frank was a multi-year starter and Powers Johnson isn't. But it would be, we talk cornerstones, and that was Brad Holmes' word, a guy who you're drafting not just for this year, but for the next 5 years on a rookie deal. Ragnow, we don't know long-term. Decker, we don't know long-term. Both guards are in their 30s. It's kind of a year-to-year situation. Dumb. You need reinforcements. If you want to run the ball, you want to go for it on 4th-and-2, you want to play action pass, you want Jared Goff to be a top-10 quarterback, the offensive line must be prioritized. Need an offensive lineman in this year's draft in the first 3 picks. If you can get one with your first pick, a guy who checks the boxes as kind of that iron, you know, man, that tough center in the middle, Jackson Powers Johnson is my dream scenario. If they traded up, I would want Jared Verse. My nightmare scenario, Xavier Worthy. Not that they don't need a receiver. I think it's a little lower down the list. But I especially don't think they need a speed demon on the outside. What the hell is J-Mo's role on this team? If they took Xavier Worthy, it'd be one thing if they took, you know, A.D. Mitchell, or they took a bigger body outside X receiver. All right, we can debate the merits. Ladd McConkey, fine. Yak guy, move the sticks. If they took Xavier Worthy, I would go, what the hell are they doing? They already have J-Mo to take the top off the defense. What's the plan? Goff's going to throw 40-yard YOLO balls on both sides of the field? That's one I would question.
I wouldn't. And here's why I wouldn't. Because if they deem him to be the next player that is the best available, I mean, this is the guy that took Amon Ross St. Brown in the 4th round. And I would trust his evaluation. And we talked about this last night, and not at pick 29, but if Roman Wilson at 61 were to end up a Detroit Lion, a lot of people have said, well, he's very similar in his skill set and how you would use him as Amon-Ra St. Brown. Why would you want another guy like that on the roster? I want guys that are good football players that I can rely on to catch the ball. And if I'm going to give Ben Johnson more weapons to use, Xavier Worthy would be another weapon to use, then it's on him to figure that out. It's the same thing with Brock Bowers. Like if he were to, in this scenario that happened like 3 weeks ago, he were to fall down the list and be available, well, you've already got Laporta. You just re-signed Brock Wright. I mean, you get that pick in fast as you possibly can because you're taking the best available. And I don't care if you're in duplicate.
But I think
triplicate.
No, I understand. Double down on good football players is not a bad formula. I just feel like Worthy's a bit of a one-trick pony in the sense that if it's a little screen or it's a deep ball, that's kind of his game. Bowers, attach him on the line of scrimmage, split him out, block, over the middle of the field, split out. To me, it's not the same. Like Bowers would be redundant in a good way. To me, Worthy would be redundant in a, I don't know if he has enough.
I like speed.
Okay.
I like guys that can make plays. And if it's a, do you not like touchdowns?
John, I like touchdowns. 248-539-9797. Your dream scenario, your nightmare scenario. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.